The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Well, disturbing news emerged last night if we're looking to solutions to the housing crisis. I suppose it takes about 5 years from conception to delivering a key to someone. Between all the planning stages and then getting all the services in, water, sewerage, electricity, and then actually a couple of years to build a housing estate. Well, the disturbing aspect of the new data shows that planning permissions have reduced considerably over the past year. But specifically, apartments approved for construction dropped by 39%. In 2023, the figure was 21,487 to just a mere 13,194 last year. Well, joining us on this, the strongest advocate for house building in the country, Conor O'Connell, who is Director of Housing and Planning at the Construction Industry Federation. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Ivan. Thanks for that introduction.
Now, the situation here is there's a number of things at play. First of all, as a regular of debating policy and moderating policy in this area, we had a thing called Build to Rent, and there's a blocks of apartments that are full in Cork Street in Dublin and other areas, which are sort of studio apartments designed for people in their 20s and 30s that are single. They're perhaps getting their first job, and they're all full, and they're mostly in Dublin, and that was essentially scrapped. And then there's a separate problem, which is the finance for apartments. There wasn't one new transaction or PRS, as it's called, scheme for 2024. Is the problem planning, design, or what?
Like everything in housing, Ivan, it's a mix of that and a lot more. Certainly these figures just illustrate that we are, it's fair to say, now in a crisis situation. These figures, with the number of planning permissions being granted, as well as the completion figures last year and the decline, illustrate the urgent need for, you know, emergency measures, crisis measures to be introduced. In fairness, in relation to planning, we had the old SHD system, and that was changed, thankfully, to the LRD system, the Large Scale Residential Development System, and that brought and has brought a bit of certainty to planning. However, we're still at a situation where, you know, members of ours are reporting that they're 3 years in Mbor Pleanála waiting on decisions. Now, thankfully, they've got more resources, so we should begin to see that flow. But it's all just very slow. And just to give you some indication of the decline, what's really concerning about the decline in the levels of planning permissions being granted is if you look at the areas of a high demand in Dunleary, 3,120 in 23 were granted permission, 1,399 last year. That's a decline of 55%. So where the decline in the total number of units being granted is more pronounced or most pronounced, it's within the urban areas of high demand. And it's, I know, look, and just the international investors that you mentioned there require policy stability. They didn't have policy stability in planning. Thankfully, that is beginning to change now and hopefully will change further into the future. But they also need policy stability in relation to issues like rent control and what's the government policies on that going forward as well. But also from a builder's perspective, look, the government and the Department of Housing put in place a lot of schemes over the last 2 years to aid apartment delivery in particular. You know, the cost rental schemes, but used by the approved housing bodies in particular. But unfortunately, there's been a significant delay in the funding of those over the last number of months. So that is holding up thousands of apartments at the moment. So all of that instability in policy makes it a very uncertain environment for apartment delivery in particular.
Okay. This figure speaks to grants of planning permission. And we've had some spectacular cases, 1,850 apartments in Clonliffe beside Croke Park being refused on judicial review, having been granted by An Bord Pleanála. And then we've another big one in the Dundrum Old Town Centre, more than 650 apartments rejected by Bord Pleanála. My question is this. Does these figures reflect a decline in the number of applications, or does it speak to, between judicial reviews and Bord Pleanála, a high level of refusals?
Both. I think there's definitely a nervousness. It costs several hundred thousand euro to prepare an application for an apartment development. If there are going to be subject to more observations, objections, legal challenges, because generally speaking, they're in urban areas surrounded by existing, people who have been living there a long time and maybe not necessarily want apartments nearby them. So they're going to be subject to objections. So therefore, that coupled with all of this other uncertainty, plus the high cost of delivery. So at the moment, the cost of delivery for an apartment is greater than your traditional scheme units, etc. Scheme units, by and large, are being delivered. They are the most viable form of residential development at the moment. But the apartment and the instability around the planning situation and the grant of planning, the length of time it takes to get through the process, is definitely putting people off applying. Plus the fact that once you do get a permission after spending several hundred thousand euro, who is going to purchase those units? Because as you rightly said, the build to rent, the international pension funds, the real estate investment trusts have had some very bad experiences in Ireland, unfortunately.
The other issue that I feel needs to be called out is the zoning issue. I give you an example. So the owners of the and the builders of the Liffey Valley Shopping Centre have an adjoining site which could build 1,400 units. And it was zoned for housing when they bought it. And the council, in their wisdom, dezoned it. And now they can't even apply for planning permission for the 1,400 units, which they're only, you know, dying to build. Like, zoning is a problem.
It's a massive problem. So you can't take one element of housing in isolation. So look, apartments are generally speaking, you know, part of a greater mix, you know, of including traditional units or social housing, and you have your apartments as well on a site. And unfortunately, there aren't enough sites available at the moment for all of these types of developments. So you gave a good example there. There are multiple examples, particularly around the greater Dublin area, Dublin and the surrounding counties, where lands were dezoned, in our view, unnecessarily, at the last development plan life cycle stage. Now, thankfully, we are being told that there will be an instruction to local authorities to vary their development plans this year and instruct them, it's in the programme for government, to zone more lands. Of course, zoning more lands is one element of it. You then have to get the serviced. So there is a huge requirement for an immediate crisis response so that more zoned lands are serviced. And what I mean by serviced, pipes in the ground, water infrastructure, electricity, roads. And by the way, a part of infrastructure as well is the continuation of the funding for approved housing bodies and cost rental apartments. But it's we just, there's an old expression, you know, how much, show me your priorities, show me how much you're investing in it or how much you're spending on it. And certainly we just have to zone more lands to cater for the huge population growth
now,
that is happening in this country.
When you talk about planning, if the minister was here, or if the former minister, Dara, was here, and this problem has gone on for several years, they'd all say, oh, but we've a new 800-page planning act, which is going to deal with these planning problems, be they judicial reviews, be they Bord Pleanála, be they county development or council development plans. Are you optimistic with the new national planning framework and the new legislation and the secondary legislation that come from that, that solutions are imminent, or is it actually getting worse?
I think there are solutions there. There are schemes. One of the good points that we've been hearing recently is that there's stability in relation to the schemes that have been put in place by the Department of Housing to aid, residential development from Help to Buy to Project Tussie, Cree Conaghy, AHB cost rental. So they're going to stay in place. The new Planning and Development Act, you get different views depending on who you're talking to. There's certain elements of it that are very, very good from our point of view, which is the timelines within the acts once they're adhered to. Because one of the greatest frustrations that we hear from our members are timelines for decision making. And that's not just, sorry, within the planning system. That's, you know, within, you know, the provision of infrastructure and timelines for your connection agreements to your utilities, timelines for your road opening licenses, timelines for your Part 5 agreement, all of these boring nitty-gritty details.
So
that have to be decided upon by either a local authority or a utility. So that's one good element. But look, there are conflicting views about the planning.
Okay, finally, I know you have a big housing summit on the 8th of April in Croke Park. Does this mean, in terms of planning permissions for 24, that in 25, 26, we won't be building? Let's be realistic about it. We won't be building 50,000 houses given the time lag involved.
I think anyone that is commenting on this and looking at the statistics, looking what's in the system, and that's one point I'd just like to finish off on, well, the planning permissions that are there at the moment. But look, there is no statistical evidence that we will get to 50,000 within the next 2 years, Ivan. I can't see it. Most of the commentary is around will we or won't we. We'll probably be below, actually. A lot of the commentary is telling us what we even completed last year. And that is really, really concerning. And we need a crisis response. And sorry, just about the existing planning permissions, a lot of those are about to expire. So if we're serious about getting to 50,000 units, some sort of emergency measure is needed to allow for extension of durations for planning permissions that couldn't be activated as a result of significant commercial or economic reasons.
Conor O'Connell of the Irish House Builders Association and CIF, thank you indeed.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The kids are still at practice and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep, it'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability, restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.